So you came in the company that afternoon in the morning, right?
Yes.
June, July?
That was in July. That was July 21st.
July 21st.
21st.
Okay.
Joe was probably there long enough that I didn't know who the hell he was. As a new guy, and we stuck him in a hole and, you know, hoped he made it through.
Did he have to dig a hole the first night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I helped on the hole. Yeah. I was introduced.
Sucker was pretty deep. I had to drag him out.
Two guys were next to him. I was introduced to them, and I remember one had the name Neil, and the other one was Mac. That's all. And I remember that one was from Michigan, and I thought the other one was West Virginia.
Now, this platoon squad was this?
The second platoon, second squad. I forget what the squad was.
Can't remember which squad you're in.
It was the best one. What squad were we? What squad were we?
Second squad. Second platoon, second squad.
Number two on your program, number one in your heart. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so you get off the bird. First sergeant meets you or something like that and assign you out to a platoon.
Right now I don't remember what, you know, other than I was in the second platoon. I found that out at the last reunion.
You didn't remember which platoon?
No, I didn't remember.
That's cool. So anyhow, you got over there, you met this nasty son of a bitch who was really hardcore on you, made you dig a hole. What happened?
Well, that night there was a trip flare went off. I was with the Stephen Neal and Mac. We were laying down. It was about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. It was dark. We had set the Claymore mines out, and a trip flare went off. Neal took off immediately. He was a grenadier. He got in the foxhole. I got in with him.
So you were laying on the ground when the trip flare went off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Immediately he ran for the
laying on the ground. You remember?
What's that?
You were laying on the ground or in a hammock?
Laying on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. And he got in the foxhole first. He started lobbing grenades immediately. He was a grenadier. He started firing grenades. Within just probably less than 5 minutes, he heard a mortar round go off, and he knew that it was coming in our direction. It landed just to my rear within reaching distance, and the shrapnel hit me in the neck.
You were in the hole then.
I was standing in the hole. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Totally deafened me instantly. Opened up my jugular vein, and I lost a lot of blood real quick, and I collapsed to the bottom of the foxhole, just worthless, helpless. I mean, I couldn't do anything.
But you were conscious then.
I was conscious, yeah. I remember it all. I couldn't even, I'd have laid there and bled to death if John wouldn't have. Now, I don't know what he heard to get him over.
I remember I heard somebody was hit or what, and I got in there and got over there and realized he didn't look like he was hit. Didn't look like he was doing anything.
It was dark.
He was dark, and he was moaning, and I grabbed him and lifted him up, and he was unresponsive, and started dragging him toward the back. More just to get him out of the way, and like I said, I was just pissed that he wasn't helping me drag him back.
I couldn't just put weight on my legs. I just couldn't take any weight even just from the blast. After that, then I was medevaced out. I was at the 24th Evacuation Hospital.
So you remember the helicopter ride?
I remember the helicopter ride. Now, I don't know whether John was there to slide me in. Four guys slid me in on the.
I didn't. I know. I didn't.
Okay,
didn't slide
that.
Anybody into helicopters.
Okay.
They were big targets. I didn't go close to them.
Okay.
Yeah, most likely that would have been TOPS Ready Reaction Force.
Right.
Usually did that sort
four
of stuff.
The,
yeah.
Four
right.
guys picked me up, two under his shoulders and two of my legs and.
No, I just dragged him to the back.
Anybody else get hit that night? You remember?
I don't remember. I think it was just them. I mean, he was to the one or two foxholes to the left of me.
Okay.
I remember that. And then there were. I remember the trip flares going off and seeing shadows run past. And we were shooting and heard the commotion over there. What brought me over there, I couldn't remember. And everything. All I remember was being really pissed that I wasn't getting any help, and I was really tired dragging him. And got him back and didn't find out. I think he wrote a letter back to somebody back in the squad, or somebody heard that you were deaf, and at that point I figured, geez, what a nasty asshole I was hollering at him, and you couldn't hear me anyway.
How long did you lose your hearing?
Totally, I was deaf for probably a month. I mean, I had no hearing whatsoever. When I was at the hospital in Japan, the doctors would try to talk to me. I'd just see their mouth open. I mean, they were screaming. I could tell they were straining their neck, and I was hearing no sounds whatsoever. So I had to carry around a piece of paper and a pencil, and I'd hand it to them, and I'd say, yeah, I'm deaf.
How's your hearing today?
It's there. I can hear, but I have trouble with a lot of background noise. I have some trouble.
So do I.
I'm not a real conversationalist, I guess, because of it.
High frequency?
Just asked me. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, me too.
When I got out in March of 70, I remember getting out in Oakland, and the guy that gave me the hearing, I'm going to turn this off now.
Oh, me too, three times. Yeah.